Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Sorry I started your day with such bad news.
Yeah, I mean, that was a shock to the system.
Would you have rather I said, hey, I've got bad news?
That's gentler.
Yeah, that's more of a soft landing.
Yeah, gentler.
It's not that big of a deal, right? So I didn't think I needed to give you a preface.
Well, I was really looking forward to 50 degrees on Thursday.
Yeah, I looked at you like with seconds to spare, and I'm like, hey, they stole our 50 from Thursday. Now it's going to be 48.
Huh?
And then that's with the face you made.
What?
Yeah, twice.
Huh?
Three times even.
Why?
Four times.
Five. I don't know.
No, but what did you say?
It's just...
You said, give it back.
Give it back.
I don't know who has it.
Can you give it back? Like, could we potentially, because it's only 48, right? Like, that's just for nowsies.
It's potential. There's always potential, right?
Right?
It's weather forecasting. It's not weather accuracy.
We could fight back. We've got all day today.
Who are we fighting?
The gods. I don't know.
Do we need to sacrifice Ben?
Yes. Obviously, we're going to have to. Make a human sacrifice at some
point. Well, there's the virgin part too, so we're good.
I'm willing. Let's just say I'm willing to make a human sacrifice. We'll, you know, burn some sage and, you know.
Usually, aren't animals involved? Do we have to get
a
goat?
A human animal?
He's from a manna.
We have to get 50 degrees back.
We might hit it today. So now let me ask you this.
Oh, then I'm being greedy.
So back off the bed sacrifice.
Ben lives. We get it today?
Possibly. 49 today.
Oh. Well, then it's
48 on Thursday.
It's TBD on the Ben killing thing. Yeah.
Now consider this though. If killing Ben could get you anything you want, would you waste it just on one random 50 degree day in January?
It's not worth it, is it? When you put it like that.
I would hold it back, right?
I want to stop calling it killing Ben and let's call it sacrificing. It sounds much more.
You're right.
Worth it.
Humane? No.
It sounds like a bigger.
There's an end result. You're sacrificing because you do A to get B, right?
Yes.
That's what sacrifice is all about.
Yes, it's a sacrifice.
Yeah. Murder is not, killing is the wrong word.
No. It's a sacrifice.
Right. So,
I didn't want to do it.
It was
a sacrifice.
It's a means to an end.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. God, we're terrible people. Just awful.
You're going to off Ben for a new Ben Ginning.
Yes.
So.
Brand new Ben Ginnings.
Yes. Yeah, I would pocket that. I wouldn't sacrifice him for a 50
Now's
degree
not
day.
The time.
No.
No, let's wait till spring when we want our first 70 degree day.
Yeah.
like a sunny 72.
Like, oh, you know, Thursday could be 68. It might get to 70, Claire.
No.
Ben!
Our first, 72 degree day.
Yeah.
That's when we do it.
Okay.
Okay.
First taste of fake spring.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay, that's perfect.
Let's just make the pact now.
Okay, blood pact?
Things got dark on a Tuesday on the Morning Scramble. My
shake
goodness. Shake.
Wait, cut your hand open first.
No. Too dark.
Did it? I think it kind of started with let's sacrifice Ben. It didn't get darker. It stayed dark the entire
time. Stayed dark. Stayed dark.
Sure did.
And we've got the Super Bowl coming up.
Yeah.
And that means food, right?
Heck yeah,
food. Something happened.
To the food?
To the food. Something happened in our search for the food because this is not right.
What are you looking at?
You know how they break down the analytics and they look at what food is each state looking at?
Yeah, like Iowa's looking at nachos, but Missouri's looking at wings.
What's your favorite food each state?
For Super Bowl?
Yeah, for Super Bowl snacks. And they looked at most popular Super Bowl foods by state, and they looked at search volume data, and they found something funky because despite 1,300 different possibilities, every food had... There was 14 states that had the same number one food.
I don't think that's unusual. I understand that that's a big, like 1,300 menu items is huge. That's like going to Cheesecake Factory.
But the number one food wasn't like pizza and it wasn't burgers.
Wait, you're saying 14 states all have the same number one and the number one is weird?
Yeah, the number one is super weird.
Is it like a cauliflower something?
No, but it's a...
What is it? Sandwiches?
Knofla soup.
No.
It's a German soup.
No.
Which usually has dumplings and potatoes and chicken and vegetables and cream.
No.
It's popular in the north central part of the country, but...
No.
What? What are you talking about? No way is that a popular soup.
Who released this? Campbell's?
Who did this? And then everything else.
Who benefits from the rest of America making more dumpling soup?
Who? Big Dumpling?
It's Big Dumplings behind this. Yes.
Big Dumpling did this. Something is skewed here. This isn't right.
We get these all the time, and I usually get like there's a little agenda attached to it.
Yeah.
But this is wrong on every level.
Yeah.
Right? Number one out of 1,300 combinations in 14 states, and I'm a eater. Is a soup I've never heard of, and it's popular in my section of the country?
I don't know, man.
No.
Germany messed with this.
Germany got its hands on our Super Bowl survey.
Germany messed with it, man. This is
Does it also say our favorite other snack are pretzels, and we like driving BMWs?
Oh, my gosh!
Figured it out.
This is a dirty survey.
That's not right. That's not right at all.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I just have to proceed with caution today. I was going to bring it up yesterday, but it's not a big deal. It's personal.
Between you and me?
No, just between myself.
It's you and you?
Between me and me. I suffered from, and I've never had this before, but I had a little sciatica this weekend.
Oh, no.
I suffered from sciatica.
Did you get out of the chair wrong?
I don't know what I did, but it was like a pinched nerve. Like going into the weekend, and I was like, oh, my God, Nick, I think I'm dying.
The thing with sciatica is, A, it hurts.
Yes.
And B, it's very conveniently located in your rump.
Yes. Yes. And I'm like, I think I got to go to a doctor.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it was Friday afternoon. So like everything's closing. And I was like, I'm like starting to feel like my foot feels weird. And he's like, yeah, that happens sometimes. Like, it's not a big deal. He was like so nonchalant. He's like, it's happened to me before. You know, you just got to like get a massage, work it out. So
I get it on long drives now.
You do?
Yeah. Especially my accelerator leg.
The more I talk to people, the more it's like, yeah, it happens to me. Happens to me.
Radiates down the calf a little
yes!
bit. Yeah, it's no fun.
This happens. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is the first time it's happened to me. So I was like, oh, I'm dying. I went, I got a massage. It happens to the masseuse too. Sure.
The masseuse knew about it?
The massage therapist. She was like, oh, I gotcha. This happens to me all the time. I know exactly what to do. I'm going to give you a very deep, very intense massage in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I'm going to apologize to you right now because what I'm going to do to you is going to hurt you. Okay.
I like that it ended with okay.
Okay. I was like, whatever you got to do to make that pain go away. You know, it has been fine until this morning. I'm extremely tender. I can touch nothing.
Is that why when you tried to open the door with your hip?
Yes!
You moved like a sloth.
I was like, ah! Like, I just tried to nudge the door open. Like, no, I cannot hold the door for you.
How many days removed are you from your massage?
Saturday.
Is this normal?
She said it was a deep tissue. She wasn't kidding.
So the sciatic part's not back. Now it's just love me tender.
This is just like, I'm like, is there a bruise? There's no bruising, but it's gotta be.
You got a medium, you got a rare rump.
Yes.
That's what you got.
You got a tender rump. I would be a very great steak right now. Yeah.
Too tender.
Yeah. I'm tenderized.
Well, please don't lead us into rooms this today.
Yeah.
I'll take the doors.
I'm not going rump first anywhere, okay?
Use your head.
We're diving head first into everything
today.
Just
walk into like a rhinoceros.
Today, I am rhino.
That's a good way to do it.
Okay.
All right, Queen Claire.
Yes.
High on your throne.
sitting very graciously.
I circumnavigated the globe using my sextant and my great wooden ships, and I come back and I bring you treasure.
What?
Isn't that the thing to look at the stars?
I have no idea.
I don't know. Something like that. I know just a little bit about everything, right? Like,
yes,
you remember
you
a little bit about
yes, you do.
What they taught you about sailing around the world. I am infatuated right now with Saturday Night Live. It's having a moment. It's celebrating 50 years. They've got a 50-year anniversary special coming up, I think, on a Sunday in about 3 weeks.
Yes.
2 weeks, maybe. They've run this documentary on Peacock. It's only four parts. Each mm-hmm. is an hour. I can't turn away. I'm glued to it. One, I love watching the creative process work.
It's cool.
The third episode is all about how writing works, and it takes you day by day through getting ready for one show. Sketches that are in there on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday get cut Saturday in dress rehearsal. Like, that just boggles my mind, the amount of effort and work that goes into one show.
I worked so hard on that.
Last night, we watched the final episode of the documentary, which was about their worst season ever, which was the 1984-1985 cast, where they Lorne Michaels had quit, and he came back. I didn't know he had left Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of behind the scenes. That's always fascinating as well. But the actual gold that is currently being unloaded off my ship right now for you, Your Highness, did you know on Peacock right now, every episode from every season from the past 50 years is on your Peacock subscription right now?
They gave us all of them?
All of them.
All of them?
The very first one, all the way up till Timothy Chalamet last Saturday,
what?
Is currently on your Peacock subscription.
Whoa!
It said SNL 50. And I'm like, well, this has to be for the special. And then I looked at Shannon and I said, watch this. And I clicked episodes, and there it was. Every season of SNL going back to 1975.
Wow.
You want to relive the hate? Because everybody falls in love with it when they start to watch it, right?
Yes.
So my cast members start in the late 80s and going into the early 90s.
I want to see Belushi.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can go all the way back to the original. You could go back to when you fell in love with it.
Yeah.
That's all there, Your Highness.
That is so cool.
50 seasons of SNL. You got to have Peacock. But every episode from every season is available now.
Thank you, Eric Magellan.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on
Z102.9. You have tuned in just in time for another exciting episode of As Des Moines Turns. It's our soap opera approach to understanding how in the world this whole casino thing is going down between Des Moines and the city of Cedar Rapids. Well, it's not really the city. It's the developers.
Yeah.
Let's got to get my character straight.
It's very dramatic.
Yesterday, in Des Moines, a bill to establish a 5-year moratorium on a new casino license advanced through an Iowa House committee and the Iowa House Ways and Means Committee yesterday, which means it could go to the floor of the Iowa House Thursday for a vote.
Oh my gosh.
And there's some new stuff in this bill that was not in past versions. Not only would there be a moratorium, which I think then the moratorium sunsets, but does the bill stay in effect? This is what I don't know. One line of the bill says, even if there's not a moratorium, Racing and Gaming could not approve the license of a new casino if it takes more than 10% of revenue from an existing casino. Well, that would shut down all applications unless it's, I don't know where you would go in Iowa. Also, if a community is denied a license, then the same county cannot apply for another 8 years is also part of the bill. That is some new information. Now, what happens next? If this goes to the House floor on Thursday and passes, it still has to pass the Senate. And right now there is no buzz in the Senate. There was a guy who said he was going to put a bill on the floor. I haven't heard boo on that.
No boo.
If that passes, then the governor has to sign something. So we've got some major players still moving in these casino circles right now.
Okay.
If all of that happens and the governor signs it before Thursday, next Thursday, the 6th of February, no casino in Cedar Rapids and nobody's trying for at least another 5 years. If it doesn't move anywhere, then it comes down to the casino board, the gaming board.
Right.
Now.
Which I thought it came down to them anyway.
No, because you can have a law that basically jumps up before them. Question. Let's say the casino board says no, and then this law passes, which in essence would also still block Cedar Rapids for another 8 years. There's a lot of interesting angles. A lot of ifs. And we're not done with the ifs, which is why we keep an eye on Des Moines. And during the morning scramble, we bring you exciting episodes of As Des Moines Turns.
Turns.
Closer to home, the Eastern Iowa Airport set a passenger record in 2024, 1.5 million total passengers.
That is so many.
That's an all-time high passenger total, so that's 9% more than 2023, which, by the way, 2023 was also a record at one point. And then 2019...
I was going to say, didn't we just, I feel like we just keep celebrating records.
They were clipping this in 2019, 1.3 million. Pandemic hits. So not only have they bounced back from basically nobody could travel. That's pretty impressive.
That's cool.
For an airport. CID offering the most travel options among Eastern Iowa airports, including 18 nonstop flights. I looked at the map and counted. That's correct. DC, Miami, and the morning scramble's favorite because we got to go, Fort Lauderdale. We're all added in 2023. 2025 so far, January is up 10%. February has a 5% increase, and March a 3% increase compared to 2023. So we'll keep an eye on all of those percentages, but congrats to the Eastern Iowa Airport. Lastly, what's got us feeling all right to celebrate their 50th anniversary of service, Big Brothers Big Sisters of Cedar Rapids in East Central Iowa, attending today's city council meeting in Cedar Rapids for an official proclamation.
Ooh!
Henceforth! Throughout the land that is the City of Five Seasons, January 17th will now be known as the official day of mentoring.
What will that mean?
I'm guessing then as we get into January 17th of 2026, we'll hear some events coming up with Big Brothers Big Sisters. So we realize the proclamation is after the fact,
yeah.
But it is going to be added officially to the calendar.
So that day will be a special day.
January 17th in Cedar Rapids will now be a day of mentoring. This celebrates Big Brothers Big Sisters' 50th anniversary. They got a lot of things planned for this year. The big move right now, though, is they need Big Brothers and Big Sisters. They need bigs. 210 kids plus are currently waiting to mm-hmm. be paired with somebody. 210.
That's a lot.
Yeah. They're just asking for a little bit of your time. If you want to learn more, want to volunteer, want to make a donation, want to be a big
programs too.
BigCR.org. That's got us feeling all right.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
Is it fair that you have to go from a gift giving holiday, Christmas, to a who are you spending New Year's Eve with holiday?
Right.
Back into another gift giving holiday. A Valentine's Day.
Right?
That's a 1-2-3 suck punch if you're not with somebody.
And I feel like the way that this Valentine's Day is stacking up with February 14th landing on a Friday, date night.
Yeah.
It just doubly stinks if you don't have a Valentine.
Well, you know what? I don't want to be your Valentine. I just want to be your pal. And I want to hear it out. And I want to know why you're not celebrating Valentine's this year. Because just rest assured, no matter what, you're not the only one.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to put you at a table with a bunch of people who went, Valentine's Day. Don't care anymore.
We are hosting our second Broken Hearts breakfast at Feedwell Kitchen and Bakery. We are going to have breakfast. We are going to maybe do a little arts and crafts. And then we are going to hand you a hammer. And you are going to smash open some ceramic hearts. And inside those ceramic hearts are prizes. We're going to hook you up with some prizes, hook you up with some breakfast. And you know what? By the end of the whole thing, you might even make some friends.
I think if my math is right, the only hearts you're going to see are the ones you're going to break. We're not decorating it for Valentine's Day.
The physical yes, heart. The ceramic
heart you're going to take a hammer to.
Yes.
That's the only heart you're going to have to see. And we're going to put on those safety goggles and go to town, man.
Yeah.
Break it.
It's so therapeutic and so much fun. We'd love to have you join us. The only thing we need for you to earn your way into our breakfast table is to share your story. Who done you rotten? How did you have your heart broken?
So far, if I had to pick a leading contender for the stories we've received, it's divorce. Which, that's a topic.
It's awful.
Last year, we had friends breaking up with friends over petty little things, but it has caused them heartbreak, right?
Yes.
We had one of my favorites. I still remember she followed a baseball player to college.
Ugh.
And it was really more of a fling. It was never really a romance. I think she ended up brokenhearted.
That case of like, he's into you, but he's just not that into you.
And you know? Go all in
and
then realize that was the wrong move.
Yeah.
This is the breakfast for you.
Absolutely. There's so many ways in which you can have your heart broken. And whatever way your heart has been broken, the Morning Scramble is here for you.
You want to join us for breakfast? Just give us your story and some contact information. And we make it so simple. Scramble at KZIA.com. Join our Broken Hearts Breakfast.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze. With Claire.
Okay, this is a report from People Magazine, but they have a report that says fans are waiting for Miley Cyrus to make her opinion known on the whole Billy Ray Cyrus situation. But they're going to have to just keep waiting because one source says that Miley has worked hard to remove herself from all of the Cyrus family drama and is avoiding comment at this point.
This incident has gravitational pull.
Yeah.
Stay away.
Just
it'll suck you in.
Try, yeah. Right? Try. Miley is used to feeling overwhelmed by family drama, and she does not want to get involved yet again. Her brother Trace has expressed concern for his father, said that his brothers are worried about their dad and have been for years, have pushed him to get help after maybe being under the influence at the inauguration performance. Fire Rose, his ex, has spoken out. Fire Rose said, "This is much of what I experienced in private during our relationship."
So, and we've got video. Remember he got mad at her, like someone needed a ride to the airport?
That audio,
yeah,
which was very similar in that belligerent sound.
Yes.
Kendrick Lamar is getting ready for Super Bowl halftime. Licks. Super Bowl Licks 59. He is getting ready, and there is an ongoing litigation about his big hit song, Not Like Us.
Well, that's great. There it is.
Kendrick and Drake are on the same label, and Drake is suing their record label, seeking a financial settlement and asking not to be performed at the Super Bowl. A lot of advisors are asking Kendrick Lamar not to perform the song at the Super Bowl halftime set, but Kendrick Lamar is adamant about performing it at the Super Bowl just because he has a strong dislike for Drake and refuses to be silenced. So
unless a court tells him he can't, go for it.
He's pretty set on doing it.
There's only one person who doesn't want to hear that song. Everybody else wants to hear that song.
It's pretty good.
That's who you're playing for.
It's a pretty good song.
Are there some lyrics? Maybe you could tweak those.
You
right,
could.
Just for one night?
Maybe.
Don't, change that up a little bit.
Don't use some of the words.
Right.
But
thinking out loud.
It's a good song. Okay, we have a court date. Thank the Lord for the It Ends With Us mess between Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni. The court date has been set for March of 2026.
That's next year.
Oh my God, we have to wait until next year.
That's 13 months of this.
It's like good news, bad news. Like the good news is the court date's been set, but the bad news is it's next year.
Is that for her case against him or his case against her? Are they going to go simultaneously?
Oh my God. Can we just get them all done?
We might get two court cases.
Can we do a twofer here?
And did I see a gag order like Ryan Reynolds doesn't want what's-his-face's lawyer talking?
Yeah, you can't say nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy. Well, everybody has to choose sides, right? You're either Team Blake or you're Team Justin. Whose side are you on, Hollywood? Well, one person has stepped forward, Chef Rosella Rago, and she worked behind the scenes on Gossip Girl with Blake Lively back in the day. And Rosella says she's Team Justin.
Why is that?
Because Blake was horrendous to work with. She says that Blake's probably throwing Justin under the bus because she's just used to being adored. She said Blake was terrible to work with. She used to burp and fart in the middle of set and act like we were all lucky to be smelling her farts. She was...
Do you want more?
I'm going to need a minute. She was very unpleasant to work with. I just don't know how else it. I'm going to attest that Blake Lively is horrendous. I'm sorry to burst your bubble. She was a Nepo baby, and when she was 19, the whole world was blowing smoke up her booty. You know, when you gotta... She felt very at home on set.
I think she just like one of the guys. Also, isn't a lot of that determined by what you ate?
Yeah.
Chef?
What were you preparing
that day?
A lot of beans. That's what we like to call.
Z's sleaze.
Oh, poor Dave Thomas be rolling in his grave right now if he heard this. But a couple weeks ago, things got heated at a Wendy's.
Where is this? Florida?
Kentucky.
Kentucky.
I know. You would assume it would be Florida, wouldn't you?
I thought only Kentucky had chicken restaurants. Okay.
Surprise!
We're in Wendy's in Kentucky.
In Kentucky. And a man named Majah James Wooten got into an argument with the drive-thru person because he was furious that his fries were cold.
How would he know?
Because he ate them.
Do you do that right away in the drive-thru?
In the drive-thru, maybe he drove around. I don't know how it happened.
Okay.
But his fries were cold and things got heated, not the fries, the situation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he, I guess, drove through the drive-thru, got out of his car, then walked into the restaurant, was so angry about the fries that he pulled out a gun.
No.
That's too heated, right?
Yes.
And fired a shot.
You're kidding.
Well, not to be outdone, a female Wendy's worker pulled her gun and returned fire.
This is a shootout at the OK Wendy's Corral.
I know.
In Kentucky.
I know. So then he starts unloading.
His gun?
His gun and shoots her in the butt.
What?
I know. And
over cold fries.
Over cold fries. Sounds like everybody's going to be okay health-wise. However, the worker's in a bit of a mess, though, because she was actually on a felony probation at the time, and she wasn't supposed to have a gun.
Which one is the stupid criminal? The person working at the store?
You know what?
Or the fry guy?
That's a great question. I'm not sure. I think all of you now.
I think they're both banned from any Wendy's everywhere.
I have regrets on all sides.
No Frosties for either of you.
No!
Is it here yet? Is it on yet? Is it here yet?
Since kids don't come with instructions, we're here to help. It's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
Oh, boy, we use that scramble at kzia.com email address for a lot of things.
Yeah, and you know what? Whenever you need to get a hold of us for whatever you need to get a hold of us for, we're here for you. Scramble at kzia.com. If you've ever got a parenting issue that we could solve with Momtroversy, that's a great place to start. In fact, there are no silly questions. We are here to tackle anything.
That's why we do Momtroversy, right?
Yes.
You tell me. There's no handbook.
No.
You just go off of what here's how I think it works. You tell me this.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You learn from your own parents.
Yep.
And then at some point, you just start to go out and have wine with friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then during those wine circles is really where you hone your parenting skills.
Yeah.
Because you're swapping stories. You're like, this is my best practice.
Let's compare notes.
Oh my God, did this happen in your house?
Yeah.
That's the exact version of what we're doing here. Minus the wine.
Right? Or it, like, you know, when you're in the pickup line or whatever.
Yeah.
Wherever you are, you're just kind of comparing, like, how are you doing? How's your, you know, time as a parent going?
Are you still parenting?
Are you still?
Yeah, they're only four.
How did you deal with that issue?
You got a ways to go. So did you collect this one from one of those moments, or did it email itself into us?
It got itself emailed to us.
Okay.
This is a silly issue, she says. But what exactly does a no gifts on a birthday invitation mean? My son got invited to a birthday party and it said no gifts. What does that mean? I've never had that before. Would it be silly to bring a card to this birthday party? I feel very uncomfortable showing up empty-handed at this birthday party. It just feels incomplete.
It seems to break all the rules you know about kids' birthday parties.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes. And, you know, nowadays everything's just kind of like over the top. So she's like, what is the protocol here? This is our first no gifts birthday party. Thank you.
Okay. I think step one, you have to honor the no gift part. Don't have a backup gift. Don't believe it applies to everybody but you. Do not bring a gift. Because then you're going to make other parents and other kids feel weird at this party.
True.
Because you broke the rule. That's a very clear rule, right? There's no wiggle room there.
Definitely don't bring a gift. But.
Okay, I'm stuck on this card thing.
Would you not bring a card?
Nah. Okay, yeah.
Here's what I would do.
What would you do?
I've done this. Don't buy the card. Whatever you do, don't buy a card.
Okay.
Have your kid make the card.
Oh, that's great.
I would definitely make a card for your friend and tell your friend happy birthday in the card. Write something about how you like them or write a picture minimum of a birthday cake or something and hand that to your friend.
Is that a gift?
It's not a gift.
Well, how come? You put time and effort into it. They're going to appreciate it.
It's a card. It's something. If that helps this mom feel like I'm showing up with something in my hand
but
to a birthday party.
It's not you. It's the kid having the birthday. I know you feel weird about it.
I know, but that helps this mom feel like I have something in my hands to go to this birthday party. I'm not showing up empty handed. That's what I think. It's a her issue more than
it's totally
that.
A her issue.
It's a her issue.
Could you not just contact the parent of the birthday child?
And be like, are you serious?
And there could be a couple of questions. Are cards allowed? First of all, this is a bunch of crap.
Hey, you guys, are you serious?
You're not at a party without presents? What type of kid you raising?
Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, I would say confront the parents.
Have a confrontation. This is coming from Dancing Eric Hansen.
I actually, as people are calling in, either yes card, no card, have a gift in the card just in case. Are giftless parties now becoming a thing? I'd also like to know that answer.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if that's on the rise. I honestly haven't done a lot of that.
Also, is it that you feel empty-handed or you feel like you just have to do something? And if that's the case, you have the address for the party. You could easily mail a card.
Oh, that's...
That way nobody knows about it.
True.
Or, again, if it's just like, I feel like I need to do something, contact the parents and say, hey, this feels weird. Just let you know. I'm not judging you for not having presents.
No, I get it.
Eric is.
I'm cool. Dancing Eric Hansen on the radio does, but.
But could I, is there anything else? Like, could I bring some food? Could I bring a snack? Could I help clean up, right?
Yeah, is there anything else I can do?
The question's coming from, I'm just so used to being a part of the celebration as the parent, helping my little one kind of understand how this world works.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have nothing to do and it just feels wrong.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to, I want to help the parent while also honoring the request.
It feels like the equilibrium of the party is
off. You have
off.
To balance it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's an interesting, I understand where she's like, I feel uncomfortable, you know?
So we have every angle from Claire suggesting you make a card.
Make a card.
Dancing Eric Hansen says fight the parent. Or at least phone call.
I think he's kidding. I think.
How would you approach this? Bringing a card to a no gifts kid's birthday party. Is that breaking a rule? Would you do that? What are your thoughts for our Momtroversy? Let's help this mom out.
Helping raise your kids the scramble way. This week's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
8:20 now. It's the morning scramble. Momtroversy, where we help scramble parent your kids.
Absolutely. Because sometimes, you know, you'll come across an issue as a parent where it's like, well, this is brand new territory. I've never dealt with an issue quite like this before. And that's what's happened for one mom. She has emailed us, scramble@kzia.com. Her son has been invited to a no gifts birthday party. And she's like, this is a first for me. It says no gifts on the invitation. Are they serious?
Serious, Clark?
Does that mean no card either? I feel weird about showing up empty handed. Is it okay to bring a card or is that a no-no?
It's a good question. And we are taking phone calls at 200-1029. Ben says we've got Allie on the line. Allie, you calling from Momtroversy?
You bet I am.
All right. What are your thoughts on the no-gift birthday party?
So I've noticed that it's becoming more and more optional to bring a gift or not.
Okay.
And I think that's more so because it's catering to people who aren't as fortunate as others. they want their kids' friends to be a part of everything and be a part of it. But, you know, there are some moms that go, like, AWOL buying gifts for their kids' friends.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are other families that can't afford to spend, you know, $50, $60 on a kid's birthday present.
Yeah.
Yeah, those Lego sets, sometimes you feel like you're in a competition, even though I think it's well-intended.
Yeah.
You want to give the kid a cool gift. So but no gift becomes an equalizer. I like that. Allie, would you say, though, a card is a gift or not a gift? Can you bring a handmade card?
So my kids like to make cards. So I've done it before where the kids will make the cards, and we'll slip some stickers or something in there for their friends. So that way it feels like they're getting a little something still, but nothing like coming in a bag or a box or anything like that.
That's an easy approach.
Yeah, okay, stickers. That's
way to
nice.
Tackle that. Yes.
That's nice.
Thanks for taking part in Momtraversy.
Thank you.
Yeah, you guys.
Thanks. Bye-bye. I love when we take the word gift away. You're still kind of giving a gift.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, like, stickers and a card, which probably is the easiest thing to do anyway. Some crayons and a coloring book at the end of the day would be equally as enjoyed as a $30 Harry Potter Lego set.
Yeah.
But we always focus on the material item, not like a very simple, because you're still acknowledging the birthday.
Right.
So you could do that, I think, by putting it in a card, make it flat. Right. And now it doesn't look like it's an arms race for who got the coolest gift for the kid.
It's not the biggest, flashiest thing.
Right.
Right.
Because and that makes, you know, as Allie was saying, that's what the parent's trying to equalize the playing field for every kid invited.
Right.
So it's not you bring a huge gift and you they couldn't afford anything.
Either it's trying to honor the playing field for all those invited to the party, or it's like, I don't want any more.
That's
stuff
the other thing.
At my house.
This call took me back to a birthday party at Happy Joe's, and I probably got 1,000 Matchbox cars.
No more cars for Dancing Eric Hansen.
Dancing Eric Hansen didn't need any more than two more Matchbox cars, which makes a ton of sense, right?
Yeah.
It makes those parties, I think, easier to manage, which has become a challenge.
I get it.
That's our topic for Momtraversy. You can join the conversation at 200-1029. Do you bring a card or a gift? Do you sneak it in to a no gift kids birthday party?
So I am very much the no gift to the party mom, but I always ask for an experience instead. So instead of doing gifts or anything, if I get an invitation that says, you know, no presents, I either send a gift card for the family to go to dinner and I give it to the mom or the parent of whoever instead of the gift, just so I feel like they can experience something together as a family.
I didn't see this answer coming from a billion miles away. That's a great idea.
So it's not something given to the child to unwrap. You give it to the parent.
Yes.
So everybody's still equal on the gift side. And for this listener who's asking us for Momtraversy, you just solve the now you're still doing something question.
That's cool.
Right. And it's for the whole family instead. So it's also a thank you for inviting us. Thank you for cake, all of that.
Ooh, listener, you classy.
That's a great idea. Have you ever thought of doing a morning scramble?
Would you consider joining us for a segment called Momtraversy?
We're going to invite you over for Ben's no-gift birthday party. But you can give us a gift card so we can all go to dinner.
Hey, might as well.
There it is. Perfect.
Seriously, that was like a perfect answer.
That's a great answer.
I think you just perfected Momtraversy.
Thank you. We've just solved that.
We're done.
Yeah.
We're done. Let's go home.
You're brilliant.
Let's
all right.
Home. Well, hopefully it helps somebody.
It will. That helped us.
That was great. That was tremendous.
And I think we might be getting a dinner out of this if we keep playing our cards right. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.